This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The man who told Eddie Murphy to bury all his money in the backyard because the banks will come take it from you. When you get some money, go bury it in the backyard. That's what Eddie says. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and then offered his daughter up to Eddie, too.
Oh, man.
He said, you got a girl? And you're like, he said, yeah, well, I'm married, sir. He said, well, you know, you look pretty nice. Yeah, my daughter, she's free. I said, I'm married. Well, that's all right. We work something out. You got to hear Eddie tell that story. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody, and happy Father's Day to you folks in Duluth.
All right.
Everybody up in Duluth.
All right now.
Doing all kinds of father stuff here. We got James there coming back because we are not going to be on tomorrow. So we thought we'd sort of
do some Father's Day today. Remind me that dads can go. So something that
now, here's the thing. I'm going to say this, but my question is,
yes,
we'll come afterwards, but tomorrow, father's free in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Correct?
College Football Hall of Fame. You go there, dads can get in free. Dads receive free admission with the purchase of any regular price ticket. That means you buy if you buy your ticket to go in, dad goes in free. And as a special bonus, the first 100 dads through the doors are going to get $25 gift cards from Home Depot.
But you're going to say an extra kid.
No, well, you do that. We're not going to try to get him to do that, but I'm just, you got a 25.
You get to take home an extra slice.
You got a $25 gift card from a Home Depot, and, you know. So, I mean, if that's a football fan or just want to get him out of the house.
Or want to go, and by the way, when you walk into that place, wherever you went to college, if they got a football program, as soon as you put in your little information there, your school will be prominently displayed
first
you walk
of all,
through there.
First of all, the helmet will light up.
There you go.
The wall of helmets. Mm-hmm. And then you can go up on the wall and everything that practically the football history of your school will appear.
Yep.
And so it's along with a lot of other things that you'll get to see down there. So it's great if you get a chance to go from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. tomorrow.
We are going to talk Braves with Paul Bird coming up in a little bit. Also get you set for today's matchups. You watch any of that? I mean, I know you watched a little bit of that NHL Finals. I'm not going to do a thing here, but did you see who showed up there in the suites?
Yeah.
So they showed up baseball games. They've been the hockey games. Of course, they've been the football games. Talking about Taylor and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And, good for them.
Absolutely.
Good for them.
Why not?
All right. As we sit here on this Father's Day Eve, we had talked about telling a little story. Do you have one? Would you like to start us off with remembrance of your father?
It could be anything, right? It could be anything.
All right.
You know, and my goodness, we think about Father's Day and what I do, you know, what I've had a chance, the opportunity to do. And for some other reason, I've been thinking about the beginnings of it and how it started, which was up the street a few blocks and when I was in college.
Okay.
And so I found out I'm going to get a, you know, because I filled out an application back my senior year of high school, I've forgotten all about it. And my mom calls me in the dorm room and says, hey, you know, these people want to know if you want to come up and talk to them about working up on the weekends, talking about WSB, which is a few blocks away from us here at Colony Square. And so, you know, I'm going to go. I said, okay, I need to go up there and visit them. I told my professor I'm not going to make classes that Monday because I want to go up, and talk with these people. And my dad, if anybody who remembers my dad, anybody who knew my family, knew my dad, he had a gift for gab. He could talk. People enjoyed him talking. He was a talker. And I always felt like if the door, the path had been provided for him that I got to go through, that he would have probably done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of me going to talk with these people about the possibility of working there on weekends excited him, obviously. And so he says, you know what? Monday, I'm going to go up there with you. And so he rides up to SB with me because he wants to see it, see right. too, right? But more than anything, Greg, he wanted to go in and just be there with me to let them know that, first of all, he ain't going to give you no trouble. right.
He had to give that sign right. of approval, okay.
Right, he ain't going to give you no trouble.
All right.
You know, he's going to work hard, he's going to learn. And he comes from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, you know, and he said that other stuff he may not have known, but that he knew because he got up every day and went to work to make sure that I came from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I think about now, today on Father's Day, and getting a chance to do what I've been had a chance to do, and for some reason, it just made me think about that recently. That, you know, my chance to get through that door and work that he just wanted to go along. Like I say, he wanted to see it. But he wanted to let him know, hey, he ain't going to give you no trouble.
That's my takeaway from this.
Right?
That's my takeaway.
Yeah, man. So I think about Pops, man.
That's nice.
I appreciate that.
That's nice. Listen, if you've been any part of the show, you know how much my father has been a part of this and the things that I have been through up and down Sarasota when he got ill back in 20. Well, when we moved him from his home to the facility, and the dude lasted into his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living there by himself. But this is the story I've chosen to tell. He always enjoyed seeing me when I would pop up in these commercials or on a TV show, or I would tell him this show was coming up because he didn't watch none of it. He didn't watch Survivor's Remorse, right?
Right.
He didn't watch. But, you know, when a TV commercial ran regionally, I would send it down to him. So he got a kick out of seeing me, and he'd tell all his friends, right? This 80, 90-year-old man. But I had never been, through this time, as I've done auditions, liked, you know, you pick at yourself. You're your worst, you're your worst critic. And so my smile was something I always felt was something that, now that I see myself, man, I got to work on that. And, you know, there's only so much you can do, whitening and brushing and all this. But it was the way my teeth were lined up, and that's neglect on my part. So when he got from, he went from assisted living to memory care, he was still communicating. He was still, you know, he just couldn't walk around the way he used to, and he was slipping up there with Captain Kirk from time to time. We joked about that, by the way. But when we had conversations where I knew he was with me, he would say things like, you know, he'd go, hey, man, I got enough money to stay in this place. He would ask that, right? And I'd
go,
man, you fine. As long as you don't live to be 250, you'll be all right. All right. And then the other thing was, he would joke with me from time to time. He goes, what you going to do with what I leave you? Right? So this is where I'm going with this. And again, we're not talking about Rockefellers here, okay? So I said, well, whatever you leave me, A, I'll be appreciative of, but I have decided what I'm going to do. And he said, what you going to do? I said, well, you know, you like seeing me in these commercials, right? And he says, yeah. I said, well, I don't like the way my smile is. And I realize it's a me problem, but I'm going to take whatever you leave behind, and you're going to take me to the dentist again like you did when I was 7 or 8. And he had this humongous smile pop on his face.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. So as you sit here listening to this man on June 14th, 2025, I am in my 7th week of wearing Invisaligns.
Yeah. You've been working on it.
I have been. And I am changing my smile. And this is my tribute to my father.
Yeah.
Who I was gone a week or so ago because his first birthday after passing last year was June 3rd. And then a few days later was the anniversary of D-Day, which he was at was June 6th.
Yeah.
So I jumped in the car and I thanked everybody, and Tracy and everybody else who let me go up there and just sort of be in Oak Park and walk around Chicago and things like that. My nephew. But yeah, I'm wearing Invisaligns right now. And by the way, at that event
he still take you to the dentist.
He's still taking me to the dentist, and I knew that that brought on one of the biggest smiles. He didn't have to say nothing. He wasn't communicating that much. But when I said, this is what I'm doing with you leaving, you're going to help me fix my smile. And he just grinned from ear to ear, and I felt like, ah, okay, there we go. all right, Sam and Greg. Noel, we do not want to exclude you from this. Would you please join us and give us a remembrance?
Give us something
from your pops.
You tell us about him in football all the time.
Well, I had more of a go to work and come home and spend the rest of the day on the lazy boy dad.
Okay.
And those afforded me two really interesting moments. One, before I turned 12 and got into football, I just could not understand what all the screaming and yelling was about going on at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Sundays. Like, why is he doing this? And why is the TV always occupied at 3 o'clock on Saturday? Like, what is that about? UNC football. Now I know this.
Okay.
I got 12 and discovered Michael Vick. I've been kind of watching the Falcons, but not like that diehard about it. And next thing I knew, I started yelling at the TV. Yelling, shaking fists, saying words I probably shouldn't have been saying. Yeah, I went from not understanding to 100% understanding. Second, when I was 12, I got my first, I like to call it, baby's first 5-game Hawks package. My dad had this great idea that we were going to go see basketball together until it became time to go see basketball together. And then he realized, oh, I got to get in the car and then drive downtown and then come back and then get up and go to work the next morning. No, I don't think that's going to happen. So my sister, because I have a much older sister, a 14-year older sister, so she took me to these games, and we've been going to sporting events ever since. We have Falcon season tickets now.
Whoa.
We hear about that.
That's how it started.
That's how it started. It was supposed to be an outing for me and my dad to go see Michael Jordan. He was a big Jordan guy. He's from North Carolina. So Jordan, the Wizards was in that package. It should have been like 2001, 2002. And I got to see Jordan in person, maybe for about 15 minutes of game time in 01. But I got to see Jordan in person in the 18s, and that was very nice. So shout out to Pop.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't tell the story you thought I was going to tell. I'd tell the other one. She wanted me to tell the one about what Pops did and why I only have one set of grandparents.
Because I hadn't heard that one.
You hadn't heard that one?
Yep.
Should I knock it out real quick?
Go for it.
All right. So you and I, Noel, for purposes of this story, you and Sam are my parents.
Okay.
All right. So I only had one set of grandparents, ladies and gentlemen. And here's how it happened. Since Sam was a little boy, who's my father, you were raised by a single dad. Noel, same thing. You were raised by a single mother. You and Sam go to college, Hampton, by the way, meet, fall in love, get married, start a family. Now, as you guys are just going through life, you got a couple kids, they're getting a little older there, and you, Sam, my father, goes to Noel, my mother, and suggests, hey, you know what? I don't like the way Pops is kind of just sitting around and he's not doing nothing and the neighborhood is getting kind of, you know, kind of crazy and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, they know each other. And then Noelle cuts you off. And she says, you know what? I was thinking the same thing about Mama. I don't know, you know, that area around the church where she lives is getting kind of dangerous and she's by herself. And the next thing you know, you suggest to Noelle, my father suggests to my mother, that we put our parents together. And the next thing you know, your father marries my mother. Right?
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, in other words, bring that down just a little bit, Noel, the music, just because I want to make sure everything's clear on this.
Yeah.
So after my mother and father were married, were both raised by single parents,
okay,
my mother's mother married my father's father.
Wow.
Then you and Noel, which are my parents, had another kid, which was me.
Whoa.
So okay. I only had one set of grandparents growing up. Again, you two marry, start a family. Your parents, they don't want them by themselves anymore. You bring, and they know each other from in-law meetings and get-togethers, holidays, and things like that. So, you know.
It wasn't like they're strangers.
No, they weren't. They were strangers. And there's no crazy, you know, big Arkansas craziness, backwoods stuff going on here. It's all very up and up.
What are you trying to say about the folk in Arkansas,
so,
man?
Far enough away. And so after my parents were married and had my older brother and sister, like Noel, I got a much older brother and sisters, my parents' parent, my mother's mother married my father's father, and then my parents had another kid, which was me. So there you go. That's how you can have one set of grandparents and not worry about having a third eye or an ear or nothing like that.
What well, you trying to say about the folks from Arkansas,
You know, it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, so there you go. Happy Father's Day. But as I was told throughout my life, it was my father who suggested that to my mother. So that's why I brought it up on Father's Day. Paul Byrd, he is coming up next. Folks going to be telling that story all day long.
Yeah,
Paul Byrd is going to be showing up here next. We have not talked to him this entire season. We've tried. He's been traveling. But he's going to give us his thoughts on what's going on with this Braves team. It is Sam and Greg, pre-Father's Day here on a Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Check out the website. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 14. It's Flag Day.
Yes, it is.
Do people still care about Flag Day? Do they you still put the flags out there?
Very much.
All right,
Very much.
Let's hope as we drive through neighborhoods, check them out. Make sure they're out there today on this pre-Father's Day. And let's bring on a guy who is a father of two. Been waiting to talk to him for a minute. He's been bopping all around. You think this guy was in a rock band or something.
He's been in Europe.
He's been everywhere.
He's just back off tour. He's got satin jackets printed and everything.
Satin jackets. That's right. He's been on the road with Pearl Jam. That's a little bit. Anyway, Paul, good morning. Paul Byrd joining us here, and happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, happy Father's Day to you guys. What a great day. Yes, I got a flag at Costco. It'll go out a little later. And great show, man. I always love listening to you guys.
Can I ask the first question?
Go ahead.
Well, I want to bring you into what we've been doing today. Mm-hmm. And we would like, whether it's, you know, when you were a kid or when you were in college, high school or college, or when you made it to the pros, what was that memory that you have making your dad very, very, very proud of? Hey, it could have been a report card in my case. But whatever it was that you made your dad smile that stays with you today.
Man, you guys are going to make me tear up here. In high school, we filled out goal sheets.
And this was my basketball coach. So I played all three sports a little bit. And then my senior year, I just played baseball. But when I was on the basketball team, we needed to fill out goal sheets. So I did that. And I said that I was going to play baseball at Arizona State. And then I was going to play baseball for the Cincinnati Reds. You know, that was on my goal sheet. And I was, you know, I just finished my freshman year going into sophomore. And my coach sat me down and just said, you know, hey, those goals are too high. He said, you know, you're not big enough. You're not going to throw hard enough. You know, those guys are like 6'3 at Arizona State. So just make sure you get your education and go to a small school, you know, here in Kentucky. And I got in the car and I told that to my dad, and my dad lost it. And he just said, that guy's never seen you play and you can do anything you want. And just, he was like yelling as we were driving home, and it made me feel good. Like, oh man, I got somebody in my corner in the foxhole with me. I got somebody on my side. And all you need in life is for one person to tell you you can, you know, or for one person to believe in you. And when my dad did that, I went back on that many times, and I got drafted by the Reds out of high school, went to LSU, won a national championship, and ended up playing for the Braves, who I'd watched on TBS year after year and loved. Now I broadcast for them. What a dream, you know. And if I wondered if my dad would not have told me that, but the best memory I have with my dad was calling him and telling him I got called up to the big leagues. That was the greatest conversation, you know, I've had on the phone ever, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, man. Great Father's Day memory on this Father's Day weekend with Paul Burt. Man, great to have him on with us. Of course, he is his broadcasting duties for the Braves. He was busy last night, but he is with us. And he is social. You can find him on IG. He's on Instagram at PaulBurt36. At PaulBurt36. That being said, you played multiple sports coming up. There are a lot of young dads right now this morning who are taking kids out, and you lived it, you know, to be trained or play on a team or whatnot. What do you pass along to dads who are getting started? And we had Coco Goff's dad on this morning. What do you pass along to dads that you meet and see and talk to?
Sam, first of all, I didn't know what you were going to ask me coming on this show. This is a great show. This is not just what happened at the game last night and whether or not the Braves can do it, which, you know, everybody's interested in. But, you know, this holds true for years and leaves a legacy. Like, you can absolutely crush your kids by the way you treat them in travel ball growing up. I'm talking for the rest of their lives. Or you can be the people, the person, mom or dad, that they have great memories of. And I coached travel ball right after I got out of the big leagues for 4 years. And it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. Sam, where you and I used to go down the street and play Little League, and, you know, we had a couple games a week. I mean, they have a schedule that's harder than big leaguers. So the first thing I would say that is your job is to make sure that your son is passionate enough about the game to do that. And there are kids out there that thrive on that schedule, and there's kids out there that they burn out. And they may have played in the big leagues, but, you know, they were playing a big league schedule when they were 10, 11, and 12. And they're like, my whole life is baseball. And it shouldn't be that when they're 10, 11, and 12. They shouldn't be playing spring, summer, fall, training, having a, you know, a strength coach when they're 12. You know, I mean, it's like you gotta be a kid. You got to train. You got to be multi-sport athlete. You got to have fun. You got to really, really want to do it. And if somebody doesn't want to do it, that's okay. One of my proudest moments in travel ball was when I sat parents down and I said, your son doesn't want to play. He was burned out. And they didn't believe me. And we had a heart-to-heart with a kid. And he said, I don't want to play. And his dad was totally shocked. And he said, son, you know how much we've invested in all this?
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah there you right. go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I go, stop. This is about you. This is about you. This is not about the kid. Wonderful ending to the story. The young man played different sports. He was a great athlete. He took 2 years off and ended up getting a scholarship to Missouri, paid for his school. Wonderful student. Full ride. Excelled in baseball at the college level in the SEC and is now a successful businessman. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you something concrete you can say to your kids. this is it. This is the greatest thing you can say to them. I just love to watch you play. And that's it.
Yeah.
And when they're driving home and they're complaining and this happened and the umpire did this and the coach did this and this is that, then you just say, I just love to watch you play. Because here's the problem, guys. This is the problem. In this culture, parents, they want everything to go the kid's way. They want them to play shortstop. They don't want any, you know, pain for their kid. They don't want any years of trouble, years of despair. Should I even do it? You know, and let me just tell you something. Baseball gives you none of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Baseball gives you none of that. Baseball gives you walking back to the dugout 7 out of 10 times thinking, what happened? There's only one kid that can play shortstop. People are going to make errors. It is a failure game. It is a painful game. It is a tough game to play. And that struggle, those lessons, bring out the best in you because that's what life is going to give you. Hmm. So when you expect everything to go your kid's way and you're so frustrated when it doesn't and you're yelling at the coach and you're yelling at the umpire and, you know, little Johnny is supposed to experience none of that failure, you can't win because the game is going to give that to them and bring that out. Yeah. And it's something that I think needs to be said.
Yeah.
And he just did.
This is great stuff. This is great stuff this morning, folks. We got Paul Bird on with us. We weren't expecting this, Greg, but go ahead.
No, that's all right. Paul Bird joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.90 Game. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this guy calls the game, but he also strapped him up. He put the cleats on. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now. Talk to the Braves fans who are sitting there shaking their heads, wondering when they're going to see the Spencer Strider that they saw before the injury. You are a pitcher. You played on that level.
Yeah.
When you come back from an injury, I realize there's no exact timeline for this, but what do you say to the fans who are saying, hey, that's not the Spencer Strider that we saw before? You got to talk them off the ledge, Paul. What do you tell them?
Yeah, well, the thing that I just said about the lessons the game gives you, that doesn't stop. It doesn't stop when you become 25. Or when you become 35, it doesn't stop. You're still working through stuff, you know. Spencer Strider had the brace, and I didn't have the brace. I had Tommy John. Tommy John takes, you know, at least a year, and it takes a year and a half for me before I was pain-free. Everybody's a little different. I don't sense pain in Spencer's arm. You know, I don't sense that. But it takes time to come back. So when you drive a Lamborghini, you know, at 180 miles an hour, and you just did some engine work, sometimes it takes some time to get everything working in rhythm again. And I think that's what we're seeing. He has just come back, you know, a little over a year out, and 96 is really, really good. Like, I never hit 96. 95 was my highest. But 96 is different than 102. And is still really, really good. It's still really, really hard, but he's just going to have to locate a little better. So one of the two has to happen. He just has to locate a little better, or, you know, 100 needs to show back up, 101, 102 every now and then, get a little more confidence back. And he's just got to get in that rhythm. The good news is it can happen at any time. Yeah. You know, it can happen at any time. He can next outing can be a shutout. And that's why you watch the games. The Braves have a good team. They're way better than what they're playing. Everybody knows that. They have good players. They have a good rotation. And they're just not clicking. And sometimes you have a year where you don't click, and then the last couple years they've got out of the gate slow like that racehorse at the Kentucky Derby, and then they're flying around the backstretch. And we're all hoping for that. We're all pulling for that. And that's why you watch the games. You can't wait to see if this good team is going to play like the team that they are. So we'll see.
Yeah. Paul Bird, back on the air, back doing things with A&F, giving the fans a chance to watch some games over there with them. Talk about, seem like you're having a lot of fun.
I enjoy it, Sam. I mean, I miss it. I miss the people, too. Like, it's not just talking about sliders or breaking something down, and I love to explain some good baseball or where it went wrong. But what I really, really missed was the people. You know, the people at the stadium that come over and tell their stories about 1985 when they saw such and such happen and Dale Murphy do this. And, you know, I was sitting on the couch with my, you know, grandfather and, you know, gosh, man, it's just really cool. And, you know, Fred McGriff hit this home run and, you know, everybody's just, it's just a family down there, and I just really have missed all that. I've missed my team in the truck, so it's just nice to see everybody be part of that. That's my new locker room. And, you know, once they take the jersey off you, it's sad because, you know, you trained your whole life to do something, and they're like, hey, man, you know, for me, I got to play till I was in my late 30s. About 38, they took the jersey, and you got a lot of life left after 38, hopefully. So you're like, man, what do I do? I've given, you know, so much to this game. So I feel very fortunate. It's a get-to job. I think you guys have get-to jobs. You get to go to work and talk about, you know, sports, which is one of my passions. And, you know, so I'm so happy to be back. And you saying that I'm having fun, I'm glad that comes out because I absolutely am.
Well, we appreciate you having some time for us. We've been working together because he, like I said, he was on tour, man.
Yeah,
he was
tour's over.
I was on tour, guys. I was on Italy.
He was in Italy,
know?
Man.
With
the new Pope
opening up for the Pope?
That's right. That's right.
Are you the one that put
the
socks?
My wife, she almost didn't make it. So when she did, we just said, hey, we're going to go live our lives. We've always wanted to go to Italy. We've never been to Europe, never been there. I ate as much pizza as I wanted. I crushed the spaghetti and gelato with every meal. And guys, I got to tell you this, I never once felt bloated. So, you know, the Italians are onto something. They're onto something over there.
Yeah, no processed food over there. That's what I hear.
It's good. It's good.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
No processed food. It's all natural.
Yeah, we got to bring that over here because if I can eat pizza every night and just walk a little more and not gain any weight, I'm in, you know?
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, man. Always great to hear from you.
Y'all are the best, man. Thank you. What a great show. What great content today. Thanks for letting me be a part of it, guys.
All right.
I think he just signed us off.
Fantastic stuff, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, rest in peace, Brian Wilson, and also Sly Stone.
Yep.
In this past week, it is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 14th day of June, Flag Day. Been playing some Beach Boys and Sly and Family Stone throughout the show. I do. I think about these two bands, or the artists, first of all, but then the bands, and their contribution to their music. I'm saying this delicately because I don't want to step on, you know, where Sly came in, there were still a lot of people occupying that space other than just Motown acts. Because we're talking, what, late 60s when he popped?
Yeah.
Okay. But he wasn't on Motown.
No. But that wasn't like him, though. He was like a band with horns.
No, well, I'm saying,
was,
but the,
so he's a different. He was a leader,
so I'm using him.
He's a different thing,
right?
Then you guys all dressed up in the same tuxedos, doing steps and singing. He was doing a different thing.
Well,
right?
George Clinton, all the rest of them.
He's West Coast though. He's West Coast guy,
and that's what I'm saying.
Bay Area, so he brought a different element.
So they like I said, carved out a nice avenue for themselves without being lumped into the Motown.
Yeah, no.
That's what I mean.
He definitely wasn't that.
And the same thing with the Beach Boys, too. Because other than you put everybody on this side of the fence because it was British, the British invasion was going on, this was the time of Zeppelin.
Okay.
When the Beach Boys popped, right? Okay. And it was everything other than the Beatles, and the Beach Boys filled the void. There weren't many big American kind of bands like that.
You had the made-for-TV band.
That don't count. That was only one season. The Monkees.
Oh, yeah, saying. It was an American band.
And here you go. See if you can keep control of the board with this. Who wrote that song? I'm a Believer. The Monkees. This is my insignificant information that just pops into my head. Neil Diamond.
Oh, gosh.
Neil Diamond.
I've heard him sing that.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Neil Diamond song.
It's a Neil Diamond song.
When you think about it, right.
And what was the other one that came out this week? Oh, it was the, they were acknowledging the soap opera I was on, the Beyond the Gates.
Beyond the Gates.
Okay. And there are people out there who love that show and have fallen for Clifton Davis and his character, did not know of Clifton Davis's
music
career. Yeah, music and career. I sent you guys that picture they put out this past week where they put Clifton next to his hit song. I was telling old Shelby in Shelby's beauty salon. That's where KB used to work there. I saw Shelby this past week, and they were talking about it. Folks didn't know that he wrote the Jackson 5's second biggest hit, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Yep.
So there you go. Insignificant information. You know what else?
What else?
Sandpaper was invented today.
Whoa.
Or patented today.
Yikes.
It was. John Fricke coming up top of the hour. He'll have more riveting information like this,
We will. NASCAR is rolling down in Mexico. Denny Hamlin will not be driving this week.
Why not?
On his Father's Day. He just had a baby boy.
Oh. Okay.
And so he is not in Mexico this week. He has a substitute driver for him in car 11. But he won last week up at Michigan. He will not be there. We know that our friend of the show, Adam Alexander, is working his hoofies off down there because he's got to do the qualifying, the practice, then the Xfinity race, then, the cup race tomorrow on Prime. So, I mean, he's doubling up. So
does Adam speak Spanish? We should have asked him that.
We should have asked him that last week.
Yeah. We're a little late.
But he's there. And I'm curious just to watch this race, just to see how it's received. They've had races before in Mexico and Canada, but not Cup Series points races. They were exhibitions or they were Xfinity Series races.
Okay.
But to have a Cup Series race in Mexico City is a deal. As we talk about NASCAR and how they're giving something back, by going to a place like Bowman Gray Stadium or North Wilkesboro or Rockingham for the Xfinity Series race, while still having the new places like Chicago Street Race, like L.A. Coliseum, and like Mexico City. So, they're doing those things that's the best of both worlds. But they're logging some miles on those trailers, man. They were just up at Brooklyn, Michigan.
Yep.
They caravaned all the way down to Mexico City. They're up at Pocono next week. It's up in Pennsylvania, almost the New York line.
They fly them cars down there.
No, they don't fly
the
cars.
They got to fly some of their stuff down
there. No, the cars drive. The cars are in the
trailers?
Yeah.
Crossing the border? Getting down there?
I think they had Mexican National Guard escort going down there. I thought I read.
I seen that movie before.
So, I mean, that's.
My friend, follow us this way. I seen that movie before.
Not with that result. And anyway, in 2 weeks, they'll be here. We talked with Brandon Hutchinson this morning, right?
Yes, we did.
Echo Park Speedway, and they're going to have the bigger race in primetime, nighttime race on the 28th there. It's going to be big, and that's going to be the start of the NASCAR in-season tournament.
There you go. At Echo Park Speedway.
Yes.
Go. Be sure to check out EchoParkSpeedway.com.
Yeah, to find out what the winner gets.
Well, not just that. Oh, man.
He's topping. Yeah, you love that guitar.
I'm still
Nashville,
taking the guitar.
You're taking it up. You don't want the grandfather clock from Martinsville?
No, I don't want that. I got something like that.
Okay, but you want the
guitar. If I were a motorcycle enthusiast, this would be the top of the food chain for me. What Echo Park Speedway is going to give out for this
race.
They
are doing it, aren't they?
That and the truck that carries it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I would take that. But I still want me a Les Paul. I want me a Gibson guitar. I just do. And there's a million people out there that would feel the same way I do. You can have a Harley Davidson or you can have a Les Paul. I'm just telling you, man. A lot of people be in my lane.
That's your trophy for winning,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a great country.
Is that something?
It's a beautiful country.
That is fantastic, man. Well, you know, they got the real grass over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that is because Monday at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the first match here in Atlanta of the FIFA World Cup, the FIFA Club World Cup that's going on. And I think the first one in is LAFC against Chelsea FC. So, I mean, that's at 3 p.m. Monday. First one on the real grass. Let's see how I hope they got it right, because, you know, you got the folks from them Premier League teams and whatnot. They're going to come in. And then we do have Miami coming in to play too. Miami FC, we're going to get to see Messi. So, you know, a whole lot of people, when you got him showing up, you know, he plays Thursday at 3 o'clock. Inter Miami will play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So
I heard a story, and I remember when I worked
you
on
you going, you got to water that.
What's that?
The natural grass.
Yeah. Well, maybe they've got like a deal going on where it's a special kind of deal with a little bucket and water.
Well, right? I don't know, man. You don't want a little spot showing up on that. That's got to be right.
Well, just keep your pets off it.
What
about leaving little divots in there and stuff? You know, you mentioned Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by friends of mine from England when I worked on the ship that the toughest dudes came from Chelsea. And the reason why is because their city has a female name to it. And they would be teased a lot. Oh, you come from Chelsea, do you? Ah, you must be some sort of, and you know, derogatory to it.
And then the fight starts.
And you think about people who come from towns, cities named after women, they get teased a lot. And even here in America.
Yeah.
But them the baddest dudes, you don't want to mess with them.
Yeah.
Because they hear it their whole life. That was something I heard.
We got there with a high school down in the middle of Georgia.
So it's relevant here in Georgia?
No, you get your butt kicked by these Mary Persons High School.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
They'll whoop you.
See what I'm saying?
Nobody wants to go play down there. Nobody wants to play.
And where's this at again?
It's like middle Georgia.
South of Macon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't mess around down. No, it's north.
By the Buc-ee's?
Just north of Macon. Now, you know, they're getting ready to build a new Buc-ee's now.
Where?
Just north of Macon. If you get to the point where you go around Macon, it was at Rumble Road right there.
It's 475.
Right before you get to 475, that's where they're going to put one. So now you're going to have one at the back.
You got two of them close.
You're going to have one at the back side of Macon and one on the north side of Macon. Yeah. And I think they put another one down around Brunswick, down around Larisha and them with the other critters in the swamp.
You're going to leave that alone.
Swamp monsters.
This show, we have learned a lot.
What's that?
Just we've tripped and fallen into a lot of knowledge.
Have we now? Have we?
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just when you think about the guests that we've had and what Paul Bird brought and Brandon Hutchison brought and talked about the trophy. Mm-hmm. You and Chris Parker talked earlier about stuff. Caleb.
Yeah.
There's just been knowledge that has spewed out of this show.
Yeah.
Having one set of grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, just think things like that.
So it's been an eclectic, to say the least.
Yes. Two things.
Yes.
We are acknowledging Bulldog fans. Today, Georgia Bulldog fans, all of you, and I'm not making any sort of light of this. I'm realistically speaking for Mr. Crenshaw and everybody here. We are acknowledging you and knowing that you folks are thinking of and praying for the Smart family, because this is got to be a rough Father's Day for Kirby Smart.
Coach, yeah. Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I just want to take a second to make sure that we mention
Coach Smart, the other Coach Smart.
Right.
Yep.
And have that happen. Also, changing gears, today would have been Pierre Solinger's birthday. Now, I know that most of you don't know that name. Do you know that name?
Yes.
Pierre Solinger. Mm-hmm. Noel, if you don't know that name, Pierre Solinger was, along with being a television reporter, he was John F. Kennedy's press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
As the story goes, John F. Kennedy, before he was about to do something, put Pierre Solinger on a plane, sent him down to Havana, and gobbled up as many cigars as he possibly could. Came back to America, delivered those cigars to the president, and then the president put his embargo on Cuba right after that. That's the story that has been told for many years. Send him down there. Hey, I want you to get me as many of these cigars as you can because we're not going to be able to get anything from this place for a while.
Okay.
And that's the story.
Okay.
Yeah, Pierre Selinger. She's the one who did. And also, happy birthday would have been out to Don Newcomb on this day.
Okay.
One of the great pitchers, of all time. We talked
about Dodgers.
Yes. Talked about the music of this time, the Beach Boys' irrelevance, and Brian Wilson and what they did. But they also went up with some really hard rock bands right there. And the song that took radio stations across the country to decide whether or not they wanted to play it because of its length. The first one was Alice's Restaurant, because it was long as you know what. But it was this song that was released on this day by Iron Butterfly, Inagata De Vito.
Oh, that did last forever.
You know what I mean?
Man, that just went on.
And so it was released, Inagata De Vito, on this day. Mr. Crenshaw.
I got something from Anthony Williams. Anthony Williams, he says, P.S., be easy on Arkansas. Remember, Sidney Moncrief is from there.
All right, I had to think of a place that was far enough away but still had the same sort of identification with it. I want to go say Alabama, Mississippi. You know, they're too close to us.
You're going to say about
Louisiana.
Arkansas.
I figure I'd go to Arkansas.
Mm.
Nolan Richardson, you know, Bill Clinton. We got all those folks there. So, all right. You got a big day planned today?
I'm going to lay low. I may go up the street to see some folk. And that's all I really got up today, man.
Might remind everybody.
Watch U.S. Open, by the way, because the golf course is winning up there at Oakmont.
Yeah, they are. This is
moving day. I don't know which direction they're going to be moving in, but that's happening today.
It's a major. Can you name the top five all-time majors? The guys who got the top victories as far as majors in golf. I mean, the first two we all know.
We know for the first two, Nicholas and Tiger.
Okay. The bottom, the three after them. And I'll give you a hint. There's only one.
Palmer's one of them.
No, he is not.
Oh, man. Palmer's off the list.
In fact, Palmer is below a guy who still tees it up from time to time on the
John said message. Gary Player and John Watson?
He got Watson? One of them. Who was that?
John.
Mr. Fricky.
Mr. Fricky is listening
Good morning, Mr. Fricky.
Yep.
How are you? He got Gary Player. Gary that's Player. Right. But five.
No Tom Watson.
No Tom Watson. It's three and four that he's missing.
Man.
Here it is. Jack Nicklaus, number one with 18. Tiger with 15 at number two. Walter Hagen, number three with 11. Ben Hogan, four with 9. He's tied with Gary Player. Okay. Then at eight, it's Tom Watson. So he's ahead of, you know, Bobby Jones and Gene Sarazen, Sam Snead, and then Arnold's there with 7-2.
Okay.
So they have it.
Okay. Ben Hogan.
It's major golf. Noel, thank you for everything
today.
Thank
you, Noel.
You have a wonderful day.
We'll be back Thursday. You with us Thursday morning?
We will be back with you on our national holiday, Juneteenth.
And we hope that you listening will be with us as well.
Yes. And Mr. Fricky, you have a great show for the rest of you. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. It is Sam and Greg on this Flag Day Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.